It's time to read a story. So climb aboard with me, and we can sail a story boat across the magic sea. We can visit jungles and rub noses with a bear. We can visit anybody or sail to anywhere. Let's get sailing. Hi guys, welcome to our storybook. And we are going to read Giraffes Can't Dance.
Thank you, Ritwik. Today we are going to read the book Giraffes Can't Dance by Giles Andrie and Guy Parker Reese. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots of trees, but when he tried to run around,
he buckled at the knees.
Now every year in Africa, they hold the jungle dance where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad. Because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. The warthogs started waltzing and the rhinos rock and rolled. The lions danced a tango that was elegant and bold. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel. And eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked toward the floor, but the lion saw him coming and they soon began to roar. "Hey, look at clumsy Gerald," the animals all sneered. "Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool." "Oh, Gerald, you're so weird." Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. "They are right," he thought. "I'm useless. Oh, I feel like such a clot." So he crept off from the dance floor and he started walking home. He had never felt so sad before, so sad and so alone.
What happened to Gerald?
There was a dance party, a jungle dance party. All the animals danced, but Gerald felt he did not know how to dance, and so did all the other animals. They made fun of him. They laughed when he came to the dance floor.
They laughed?
Yes, they all laughed. So he was sad, he was upset, and he left the place. He was walking away from the party. Then he found a little clearing and he looked up at the sky. "The moon can be so beautiful," he whispered with a sigh. "Excuse me," coughed a cricket who had seen Gerald earlier on. "But sometimes when you are different, you just need a different song." "Listen to the swaying grass and listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is those branches in the breeze. So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really want it to." So Gerald is closing his eyes and listening to the music, listening to the sounds of the leaves, the wind blowing through the
moon.
He's listening to the moon. He's imagining that all that music is played by the moon for him to dance. With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves had started shuffling, making circles on the ground. His neck was gently swaying and his tail was swishing around.
He's dancing!
Yes, he started dancing. He threw his legs out sideways and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. Gerald felt so wonderful. His mouth was open wide. I'm dancing. Yes, I'm dancing. I am dancing, Gerald cried.
He is dancing?
Yes, he's dancing beautifully.
He come to the dance floor.
He didn't come to the dance floor. All the animals finished their party and they're all walking home. When they were going back home, they see the giraffe dancing. Then one by one, each animal who had been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on and watched him, quite entranced. They shouted, "It's a miracle! We must be in a dream! Gerald's the best dancer that we have ever seen." "How did you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how." But Gerald simply twirled around and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up at the moon and the stars above. "We all can dance," he said, "when we find music that we love."